This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, my sisters and brothers from all around the world, welcome to For a Better Life. This is Arab English Radio. I hope wherever you are, you're doing well. Welcome to another session of Literature Engaged with the Religion. This has been quite some sessions that we're discussing literature and the rich heritage that we have about Ashura, and we said that the poets have done a great deal of job through making and composing those poems. And we talk mostly about poems because those poems are usually used in those gatherings, and they could touch the heart of the audience very, very deeply. So that's why we mostly talk about them. Otherwise, we have some very great writings as well. There are some books that, as I told you, give you an account, authentic account of what happened step by step in the day of Ashura. But aside, apart from that, they have made some stories out of that. There is this book written in Persian that is very beautiful. It has been done for different characters. One of them is about Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam, that is called Saqqaya Abu Adab, because, as you know, he was the one who was responsible for bringing water for the children and for the women. So he's been called Saqqa. So literally, Saqqa is the one who provides the water. But at the same time, it goes that the title talks about his manners and his modesty, as well as being the provider of the water to everyone. So in this book, in each segment, in each chapter of this book, you could get familiar with the perspective of each member of the family regarding him. So one chapter looks at him from the viewpoint of a sister. Another chapter, the nephew is talking about his uncle. And in another chapter, he's been described through the mouth of his mother. The story goes on. And it is very beautiful. You go through so much of emotions, so much of heart-touching descriptions that come across your mind. You could have some imagery of the situation as well. So I was just giving you an example of the fact that there is not just poems that's been done in this field. There's so much of books that will give you an account of each character, and they are so heart-touching, and they're mostly just like stories that have been created and put together in order to make that a story have a more real, it is of course real, to get a new face in order to put them in a new form of conveying. Now, let's just go back to the poems that we were discussing. These elegiac poems mostly give you some hints about the people who have been in the battlefield. You know that in the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, there were women, and to hear the story from the mouth of a woman is a totally different thing. And of course, it must be difficult from when you hear it from the mouth of a man, especially when that woman is a sister, when that woman is a mother, when that woman is a daughter. So it becomes so very much difficult and so very much heart-touching and very, very much sorrowful. There's this Arabic poem that has been attributed to Lady Zainab, Salamullah alayha. It goes like this. I have picked a very little part of it. I would read it in Arabic and then would give you the gist of it in English. It goes like this. بالأمس كانوا معي واليوم قد رحلوا وخلفوا في سويد القلب نيرانا نذرا علي لئن عادوا أو رجعوا لأزرعن طريق الطف ريحانا. But these very little poems, plenty of emotions and plenty of ideas would come to the mind of the reader, of the person who hears that. We mostly hear this in the gatherings that we come to cry for the sorrows of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. The meaning of that very little piece of a poetry was that yesterday I had a family that lived with me. We were together and today I've lost them. There is no more of them. I have no one of them with me. I would promise, I would make an oath, if they come back, I would plant all the way of Karbala with flowers. So this is very, very, very delicate kind of a poetry to come to a mind of a poet and to bring it into paper. So if it is not about the purity of the mind and the heart of the poet, how else would a person come to get into these very delicate and heart-touching sort of issues? So there must be something spiritual about it. And now that we were talking about Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha, I would love to talk about the love that she shared with her brother. I would say the strongest hero of that battlefield is she herself. Because as a sister, as a mother, and as an aunt, she has been going through the loss that is incredible. No one in this world have been through too much of sorrow as she went through. At the very same day, she lost her brothers, her sons, her nephews, and every single person of her family had been lost in that very day. So for a woman to tolerate all these much of pains, it seems as an inexplicable hard work, which is unbelievable, actually. To us, as natural, ordinary human beings, a single pain and loss would take us through so much of breakdowns. But she managed to be the leader of that journey. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, Allah, Allah. This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, ya Allah, Subhanallah. You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir. In some parts of our literature, we have that if it wasn't about Lady Zainab, then the story of Karbala would have faded away. If it wasn't about her and the sermons she made and the strength she showed to everyone, there would have never been so much of this story remaining to us, because through her mouth, everything has been passed down to other generations. And the poets also focus on her as the person who has been suffered more than anyone else in that battlefield, because she also had to take care of the orphans after the day of Ashura. So she had so much on her shoulder, and she managed to do it as strong as a man, not just a lady. That's why she becomes a model to all women who are living and who have been throughout the history searching for a role model to just rely on, to learn things from. Of course, we would never reach to her strength or devotion or purity, but she has always been a model for every single woman in this world. Because when a sorrow, when a loss happens to every one of us, we just come to think of her and say that, okay, all those much of sufferings, no one could compare herself to her, to Lady Zainab Salamullah alayha. That's also another evidence of the love that's been shared through these poems. And thank you for listening.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.